Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. Over the past months, Air Canada has trademarked several brand names to differentiate various aspects of its domestic service. Spokeswoman Nicole Couture-Simard tells us more.
Thank you, Stephen. Yes, to the casual observer of Canada's airline industry, it must seem that each week brings a new brand, as names like Air Canada Jazz, Tango by Air Canada, and Zip take to the skies. That's why Air Canada is leading the way with a strategy that is generating more choices and more products for more consumers. Air Canada took a fresh look at the business, not as a single one-size-fits-all product, but rather as a portfolio of brands, each serving distinct travel needs of consumers. Of course, we're maintaining our traditional full-service Air Canada product with its extensive domestic, U.S., and international presence. Then there is Air Canada Jazz, Air Canada's regional carrier, which is the fourth largest carrier in the world. Then we have Tango by Air Canada, which is our low-fare, no-frills brand based on the successful elements of a no-frills carrier with online booking, paperless ticketing, simple pricing, a simplified onboard product, and no interlining. And later this summer of 2002, we will be introducing Zip Air, which will be our low-fare subsidiary and a separate company, which will operate primarily short-haul routes with connections to and from Air Canada's network.
For information on all of Air Canada's products, call 1-888-AIR-CANADA or check them out on the internet at www.aircanada.ca. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual
a root beer.
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down. Get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, talking today with Alexa Topolsky back from Western Massachusetts, the Berkshire Mountains, and lots of interesting things to see and do this time of year.
Hi, Stephen. Yesterday I told you about a great bed and breakfast in the Berkshires called the Windflower Inn, and today I'm going to tell you about a special event this summer called the Vienna Project. The Vienna Project will bring 400 years of Vienna to upstate Massachusetts. What makes the Berkshires special is its lively art scene. It's got theater, art, museums, opera, and dance, all among beautiful mountains and charming little towns. And this summer, they're doing everything Viennese, from Mozart to the Sound of Music. One of the centers for the Vienna Project is the Sterling and Francine Clark Art Institute in Williamstown. The Clark Institute is a world-class museum on 140 acres of meadows, lawns, and walking trails. And their main exhibit this summer is landscapes by the Viennese Impressionist Gustav Klimt. And they also have outdoor films and live concerts, all with a Viennese theme. I can't think of a better way to spend a perfect summer day than a visit to the Clark, followed by a picnic and a concert on the lawn. Highly recommended. They have many more activities, from wine tasting to a special family day. They're planning on July 21st. And for more information on the Vienna Project, you can go to www.berkshirearts.org or go directly to the Clark's excellent site at www.clarkart.edu.
A lot of great fun in the Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts this summertime. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCOR marketing production.